This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 301 for Thursday, March 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, taking back some of yesterday's declines amid ideas that the profit-taking correction was overdone. Canola is up by $6 to over $13, the May contract up $13.30 at $790 per ton. New crop November up $11.30 at $628.50. Tight old crop supplies remain the major bullish influence in canola as the market works to ration demand. Gains in Chicago soy oil and soybeans today provided additional support. However, a firm tone in the Canadian dollar did put some pressure on values. Scale up farmer hedges and ideas canola is looking overpriced at current levels also tempered the gains. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, wheat lower, and corn narrowly mixed. Soybeans up 4 cents in the May contract at $14.14 per bushel. Soy oil is leading the move up in the soy complex, tracking Malaysian palm oil that hit fresh multi-year highs overnight. Soy meal, meanwhile, is lower. Uncertainty over South American production accounted for some of the activity in beans, with conflicting estimates out of Brazil, as some analysts have raised their production estimates for the country recently, and others are now calling for a smaller crop due to adverse harvest weather. In Argentina, persistent dryness is cutting into yield prospects, although the extent of any crop losses remains to be seen. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 350,000 tons were in line with expectations. Corn, it found some support from the gains in beans, while losses in wheat weighed on the other side, keeping prices narrowly mixed. The May contract up a penny at $5.35 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just under 400,000 tons were at the lower end of trade guesses. Wheat, it is posting losses across the board, with improving weather conditions for the southern U.S. plains behind some of today's activity. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the May contract at $6.33 per bushel. Kansas City down 13 cents in May at $6.03 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 13 cents as well in the May contract at $6.39 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of around 330,000 tons were in line with expectations. Russia's winter wheat crop was rated 80% good to excellent by that country's farm ministry. Seeding of spring crops is expected to start soon. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.